In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Christian life, the Christian faith, frankly, is just too much. It doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in to my life. It doesn't fit into your life. It doesn't fit into this world. It's bigger than all of us. And that's exactly what you have to expect. It doesn't fit in. We have to fit into it. It is bigger than us. It is larger than us. It is older than us. It is eternal. And naturally, it will not fit into my own understanding. Naturally, it is too much for me. Now, I have met Christians for whom the teachings, the doctrines of full Christianity, Orthodox Christianity, just will not fit into their mind. And so they are rejected because they don't fit in to my understanding. And there are others who believe that they do understand, that they have found a way of making them fit into their understanding. They believe that they have a way of understanding the faith and the teachings and the doctrines, and that those things sustain them. And those people are deluded. Those people go around from church to church and say, well, you know, this isn't quite. Not quite. I taste it, you know. Not quite. Because I have, you know, like the Jews said, we have a law. We have a law. And some of us who are Orthodox, some born into the faith and some converts, we have an orthodoxy. And we go around and we kind of taste and see if it fits our orthodoxy. And the mistake that we've made is that we have, as good Americans, gone around the smorgasbord table, spread out, because for an American in our times, religion is a vast smorgasbord, you know, buffet. And you have the plate because you are the individual, the one that chooses, the one that picks, the one that decides. And you go around the table and say, or orthodoxy, boy, that looks nice. I think I'll take just this one piece here, that other over there. Doesn't appeal to me. Buddhism, boy, this looks good. I'll take some of that. Maybe even some Islam. Little spice is nice. Something from the Middle East, you know. Little Chinese wisdom on my plate. Thank you very much. It all fits together. Why? Because I am the chooser. Because I am the standard. It fits on my plate. I might taste some and not care for it. Put it back. You know, that orthodoxy kind of bitter. You know, I think I'll have a little less of it in my life. So it's all a matter of whether it fits into our mind, our understanding. If it doesn't, no good. It's a wash. Or does it fit into my lifestyle? Maybe some of it will. Maybe I'll just peck a little bit and stay over here where I am, but not fully enter in. Not fully enter in to the divine light of God incarnate. Not fully enter into the new heaven and the new earth that he has created. I'll just stay over here. And some people who think like that have been honest enough to reject the whole thing, and others are so deluded that they think that they are as fully Orthodox as anyone, and some of them even judge other Orthodox as not being as Orthodox as they are. Well, there is a solution to all of this. Last week was the celebration of Pascha. Did you notice something? It was too much. Of course it was too much. It was too much for our feet. It was too much for our legs. By the time we reached the end, how many of us were thinking more about the sustaining food in the other room than we were thinking about the sustaining life of the new kingdom? Because the body had taken all that it could take. Sometimes when we become Orthodox, we think, you know, I've been told that if I just follow through the Great Lent fully, I will be prepared for Orthodoxy. And so we hear about Zacchaeus. Okay, we know it's coming. And so we go through the Forgiveness Sunday, and we enter into Lent, and we fast as strongly as we are able to do, and we come to confession 2-3 times, which we ought. If you didn't, you should have. And finally comes Holy Week, the great task. One service after another. Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Holy Friday, Holy Saturday, 2 services in the evening, beginning at 11:30, ending about 2 or so, depending. And afterward we look back and it's hard for us not to say, you know, that was tough. Now, I want to tell people who might want to know about the fullness of the Christian faith and the fullness of the Christian life about Pascha and tell them how wonderful it is. But I am totally exhausted. And I really can't say honestly to myself that I've enjoyed all of it. There is a difference between joy and the pleasuring of the body. There is a difference between joy and the pleasuring of the mind. There is a difference between the joy of the heart and the fullness of divine life than there is just taking off that slice that we can actually handle and making do with that. And the Orthodox faith that we have received from the past has not been sliced down to fit on our plate. You know, we're a mission here, a small group of people. Naturally, we are going to exhaust ourselves if we try in any way to participate in the fullness of the celebration of Pascha. Certainly, we will. And you know, that's okay. That's okay. Because while we may be a small mission of a few people, trying to figure out how you can fit all of this into my understanding or our community so that we are adequate to it, it's good for us to realize that we are not going to be able to be adequate to it. Remember the teachings of the Orthodox faith. The perfection, the fullness is God's. The perfection, the fullness is Christ's. It will never be my perfection. And in those deluded Orthodox parishes where they think they've got it all wrapped up in a nice box and have done the whole thing, they're just as deluded as those recent Orthodox converts who go around tasting and say, you know, this isn't quite, you know, up to snuff according to my standard of Orthodoxy. The point is, it is larger than all of us. There is a difference between going to a celebration that is what it is for our pleasure of our bodies, for our entertainment on the one hand, and participating in a divine life that is also a human life that stretches us as far as we can stretch. And there's still infinitely more. That is in the nature of Pascha. That is in the nature of the faith. You know, way back during Lent, Sharon and I decided that we would, how did we get into this? It was a gift certificate, place to eat down in Atlanta. And I always like to have 2 reasons to do anything. Because I don't like to do things for just one. I like to have at least 2 reasons. So the other reason became to go and see South Pacific at the fabulous Fox Theater, which turned out was just down the street from this place that we had a gift certificate to go. Not thinking, not realizing that by Bright Tuesday, we would be totally exhausted, you know, because you don't think of that. You think of the joy and the glory of Pascha. Somehow, sometime during the year, all of the pain in your feet and your legs just disappears and goes away, and you actually do forget about it. and you might even start to tell people who aren't Orthodox about this wonderful and magnificent and glorious night that the Orthodox have. And it is wonderful, and it is magnificent, and it is glorious, and it is joy that comes from the heart. And it is not based on comfort. There is a lot of discomfort, you know. So back in Lent, we arranged for this, and exhausted as we were, we went down, and we had dinner, we went to the Fox Theater, and this theater is wonderful. We saw South Pacific. It was good. It was very good. During the intermission, I walked all the way down to the front. We had good seats, but not the best. And I looked up, and there were the stars. I'm outside. No, I'm not outside. I don't know how they do it. It looks just like outside. You see a few of the stars. They don't overdo it. A few of the stars. Later on, we went up into the balcony, and you can see all of the stars there. This is a theater, you know, or I don't know what it is. It looks like you're outside. And you see battlements of the castle sort of building that you're in, because it's a Moorish theme. Built in 1926, 1929, incredible place. And we watched the rest of the show. And you know what? It was about the same length as our evening service. We were okay afterwards. We've been sitting down in nice, comfortable seats. We were watching the show, you know. It wasn't like Pascha. It was for our pleasure. It was for our entertainment. What if we did Pascha that way? Well, then it would be out there, and we would be back in the seats. We wouldn't be participants. There would be the actors and the singers, and they would be off in the distance, and we would be sitting back in the darkness in comfort and enjoying it and applauding, and it would be for our pleasure. We even have the stars, you know, because in Orthodox churches, if you have a large Orthodox church with a dome, one of the things that you do is you have stars, you know. Of course, once you get to the point that your ceiling looks like the outside to the point that you think you're outside, I think you've gone too far. Icons are not photographs of the saints, and that's intentional because we see them as they are eternally. An icon reveals the person as they are eternally. Recently, during Holy Week, I re-listened to a reading of C.S. Lewis's The Last Battle. And one of the things that happens in The Last Battle is that each time you enter into a place moving toward Aslan's land, and if you don't know, Aslan is a Christ figure in the Chronicles of Narnia. So the closer you move toward the kingdom of God, things get bigger. They don't get smaller. They don't get easier to comprehend. They don't get easier to fit into your mind. They don't get easier to fit into your lifestyle. They don't get easier to fit into whatever physical limitations you may have. You know, if you were a great athlete, you might come to Pascha and say, hey, what's the big deal? I'm not sure, physically. But they don't fit into the physical limitations that you may have. The closer you get to him, the larger, the broader, the more there is. And one of the characters in The Last Battle in C.S. Lewis's book, last book of the Chronicles of Narnia series, explains to another of the characters in the book, and they say, it's like an onion. You know how when you take the first layer off of an onion, there's another layer and another layer and another layer, and it gets smaller and smaller until you get down to the center. The thing that's different here is that when you take off the first layer, the second layer is bigger. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it just keeps doing that. More and more all-encompassing. And that's the nature of the Christian life. That is the nature of human life as we were created to live it. That is the nature of our life as we live it at one with God. It gets bigger and bigger. It just doesn't stop. That is the nature of the doctrines and teachings of the Orthodox faith. They never come down and fit into a nice, tight little intellectual system that you can say, ah, well, I see. Here is the beginning and end, and how it all fits together. And, you know, and then you can compare it and contrast it with other things. That won't work. You cannot do that with our doctrine and teaching because they reflect an experience of a life and a world where everything is getting larger and larger, not smaller and smaller. And it's the same with Pascha. It's the same with our services. A monastery of large size with unlimited budget could not fulfill the whole of all that is available as means of celebration of our participation in the kingdom of God. And we won't be able to do it in our little mission. We will have a taste of it. You come here and be with us, you will have the taste of it that we have here. And yet, you know, we teach that the fullness of the church is in every place. The fullness of the faith, the fullness of the life, the fullness of the church is here. You partake of it to as deep a level, to as great a degree as you possibly can. And you can live in the comfort that somewhere in the world it is being done more fully. There are others coming to fill in as some are exhausted and drop down because they can't take any more. It's still going on. We are always entering into and participating in something that is a living celebration of the life of ourselves at one with God. That is going on in the kingdom of God itself, and we are participating in it. It's not just that they come to participate in our services, the saints and the angels. We are participating in what they are doing. It is done eternally, and it is fulfilled in the form of the life that we have at one with God. And so we're not going to be able to fit it into our lives. Pascha can't help but be too much. However we do it, unless we go in and pare it down until it fits into what we can handle, we always want to have a little bit more than what we can handle. That's how we grow. That's how we grow in our spiritual life. That's how we grow in our liturgical life. And that's how we grow in our community and parish life. So, when you talk to people who might be interested in Orthodoxy, you might not want to start out by inviting them to Pascha. Maybe Liturgy of Pre-Sanctified Gifts. Maybe a discussion group. But Pascha, let's face it, it's too much for us. It's too much for anybody. It stretches us and pulls us beyond ourselves, and it's supposed to. And we submit to it in love of God and enjoyment of the joy that is born at the center of our heart. A joy that carries us throughout the year. A joy that is more real and more lasting than the pain in our feet and the pain in our legs. So, here it is, another Pascha has passed. Don't forget. Remember. Go over it in your mind. Let those melodies return to you again and again. Remind yourself of them. That is a food for your soul that will last you for the year. And every Sunday is a little Pascha, a return to the celebration that we have made and that we are still within, because Pascha isn't over. It's a 40-day feast. Pascha goes on. It is Pascha for 40 days. It's like that Paschal night. Like, let's say we went to a monastery where they really did a much fuller version of things. We might not make it to the end. We might, like children, like the children that we had last week, pass out on the floor. That's okay. That's okay. Pass out. Others are doing it. You are participating in it. It is larger than you are. And you have come to enter into a life that is eternal, not pared down to fit a limited life. This is an eternal life that we have entered into. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.